Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Which prospects might we see on opening day? Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Thursday, January 12th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And speaking of Scotty, you can find his top 100 prospects live on the site right now, cbssports.com/fantasy/baseball. If they're not there right now, they will be soon. Let's talk about his top two prospects on that list, Gunnar Henderson of the Orioles and Corbin Carroll of the Diamondbacks. Got lots to like with both of these guys, power and speed. They are both going inside of the top 100 for redraft leagues. Do you think they're worthy of that cost?
Yeah, I do. I have them both inside my top 100 as well. They both are eligible at positions that are going to be necessary to fill early, outfield and especially third base. I mean, the range Gunnar Henderson's going in, he might be your last shot at somebody you feel pretty good about at the position. And the good news is we got a sneak peek at both last year in September, and I wouldn't say either of them disappointed. Certainly, you know, we have hopes for them to perform even beyond what they did, but like they both looked up to the challenge of being on the opening day roster. They both have power and speed. I question Corbin Carroll's power ceiling a little more than Henderson's because small build, and a lot of his production came at double, triple A in the Diamondbacks organization, very hitter friendly spots. But I still think he'll be at least a decent source of power, if not a good one, and should hit for average as well. So they're exciting players. I don't think either of them is going to give you like a Julio Rodriguez type outcome, but they should be pretty good.
Let's take a look at some of the top 50 prospects expected to be on opening day rosters. According to me, that is. Scott's number 13 prospect, Tristan Casas, first baseman with the Red Sox, and his number 21 prospect, Josh Jung, a third baseman with the Rangers. Scott, lots to like with both of these guys. They've got the hit tool. They've got some power. Tristan Casas, only 27 games last year, but we saw him start to heat up down the stretch. Josh Jung, hit for some power, but a massive 38% strikeout rate. What do you think about these two for redraft of this year?
So I've liked Casas for a long time. I've seen him compared to Joey Votto, Freddie Freeman in the past, and the minor league numbers don't quite back up those comparisons. But he's had a lot of interruptions, injuries. He represented USA in the Olympics recently, or I think it was for the Olympic qualifiers. Anyway, Casas and what he did after getting called up, I think, is really where you see the potential for him. A lot of walks, on base percentage was amazing for that short stint with the Red Sox, and opposite field power that's going to play very well for a left-handed hitter at Fenway Park. So I think he's going to be a real offensive force at first base, obviously not going to steal bases, but everything else you could want. Josh Jung, it's weird that he struck out 38% of the time, because the hit tool was what stood out for him even before he emerged as a power hitter, and he had great plate discipline and everything. So for him to struggle with strikeouts in his first taste of the majors, and was particularly awful on sliders, he ranks lower in my top 100 now than he did last year. There are questions that didn't exist previously. Having said that, after all the time he missed with the shoulder injury, and you see this even in his AAA numbers before the call-up, may have just been rusty for Josh Jung. The fact that the Rangers are already pretty much anointing him their third baseman for this year is, you know, still plenty of reason for optimism with Josh Young.
All right, two middle infielders that could make an impact here on opening day. Ezekiel Tovar, Scott's 18th ranked prospect, a shortstop with the Rockies, and Oswald Peraza, number 42 on the list, shortstop for the New York Yankees. Scott, big numbers for Ezekiel Tovar last year in the minors, 319 batting average, 14 homers, 17 steals. Oswald Peraza got 18 games in with the Yankees. He looked really good in those games. He hit over 300. Good plate discipline. He looked really poised in those games as well. I think there's a real shot that both of these guys are the starting shortstop for their respective teams on opening day.
I think it's a near certainty for Tovar. The Rockies don't have much else they can do at shortstop, and they gave him a chance late last year. I think he's not he's maybe not getting his due in fantasy because, you know, particularly at that park with the BABIP inflating effects, you know, he's going to deliver batting average. He's going to steal some bases. He's going to hit some home runs. I'm thinking a Tim Anderson outcome with the, given the benefits of Coors Field is on the table for Ezekiel Tovar. Oswald Peraza has shown power and speed in the minors as well. For both of these guys, I don't know that the power is going to be quite what they showed in the minors, but there's enough of it to go along with the speed that they're going to be assets as long as they get the playing time. Peraza has the threat of Anthony Volpe and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, unfortunately, so less certain he's going to be the guy for the Yankees on opening day, but he'll be playing a big role at some point next season.
I'll tell you what, Scott, as our resident Yankee fan on the podcast, if Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is taking time away from Oswald Peraza, this city is going to burn to the ground. So do not let that happen. We need to see Peraza on opening day for the New York Yankees. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again next week. Bye-bye.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.